This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When a friend is hurting, we wish we could make it stop. We can't fix most situations, and we often end up doing one of two things. Either we avoid talking about the pain because we feel helpless, or we resort to statements of questionable certainty like, there's a good reason for this, or everything will be okay. Those things might be true, but they're rarely comforting. The Psalms equate the comfort of God with steadfastness, refuge, guidance, and nearness. Paul writes that we can comfort others with the comfort God has provided for us. Comforting another the way God does means being present. You give comfort when you listen to someone else's grief, then stay with them. It's regularly checking in with your grieving friend, whether the loss is big or small. Comforting well lets others feel safe to express their big, messy emotions without our immediate attempts at fixes. Comfort can include guidance, but knows the difference between venting and seeking advice. Comfort offers to share burdens that cannot be removed. Comfort is practical, lightening the load of grief through meeting needs such as food, childcare, or chores. Thoughtful, heartfelt words can be comforting. Comfort can be sharing laughter or tears. Comfort might be silent. We can't make the promises God can, but we can reflect His comfort. Who do you know that needs comfort today?
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.